Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government has initiated comprehensive police reforms and leadership changes. This comes as Northeastern MPs urge the declaration of drought as a national disaster, with over 2.1 million facing hunger and a drier outlook. Meanwhile, President Ruto is in the US after securing a 162 billion Kenyan shillings debt restructuring deal, though a local high court ruling challenged his compensation task force proclamation. In other news, a 17 billion Kenyan shillings waste deal in Mombasa was halted. KMTC students will now access HELB loans, and terms for 30-year leases for four state-owned sugar mills have been released. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms. Meanwhile, voter bribery and chaos have been reported in Mbeere North. The IEBC is confirming winners as results from various constituencies come in.
In business,
the government sold a 15% Safaricom stake for 244.5 billion shillings for infrastructure, increasing Vodacom's control to 55%. A court battle looms over the sale of 65 state farms. Nairobi's Talanta Sports City is boosting urban mobility. Terumo BCT opened its Africa headquarters in Nairobi. Direct Line Assurance was fined 85 million Kenyan shillings for abusing buyer power, while Platinum Credit and DTD were fined for data privacy breaches.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.